To see how one airport has been getting ready for the new procedures, we turn to Kevin Dillon, director of the Manchester Airport in New Hampshire. He says that the one new procedure that's going to apply to all travelers is the bag matching.
It's a rather simple concept, quite frankly. For each passenger that checks in for a particular flight and tries to check a bag, they are now computer matched, and by the time they get to the boarding gate, they're going to be giving a boarding pass that will be compared by the agent to ensure that for everyone that checked a bag at the ticket counter, that person is getting on the plane. The problem with positive bag match arises when the person doesn't show up.
The hypothetical here would be the bag is checked in, the passenger for some reason falls asleep, that happens sometimes, decides not to take the flight, has an emergency, goes away, doesn't tell anybody, and that bag is proceeding onto the aircraft you're talking about.
That's correct.
And what do you do?
Well, now the difficulty becomes locating the bag within the cargo hold. So it really all becomes a matter of how aircraft will be loaded. Here at Manchester Airport, we have a couple of airlines. Southwest Airlines in particular has been testing positive bag match over the past couple of weeks. And quite frankly, I was very impressed that it seemed to go very well. So we really aren't anticipating too many problems with it.
So you check in your bag, you check in or not at the gate, but the next place you do show ID is right there before you go down the jetway?
That's correct.
And that's different.
Well, that's a measure that's been online now for a number of weeks. It's certainly something that was put in place post September 11th, but the airlines have been checking IDs at boarding gate locations now for at least the past month.
Now, Mr. Dillon, the clear thing here that could be troublesome is that I understand this is in effect only for outgoing flights. So you could have bags coming in, transferring at your airport without people getting on the next flight.
Well, it is one of the waivers, if you will, that the federal government has evidently given to airlines in terms of compliance with positive bag match, that it is not applying to connecting flights. But I think, quite frankly, as the airlines get more experience operating this, I would fully expect that the federal government will also extend it to that as well.
What does it do in terms of running your operation there? Make it more complicated, make it more expensive, money you'll have to eventually pass along to the passengers, do you think?
Well, as the airport operator, it really doesn't complicate the airport operator's responsibilities all that much. Certainly to the airlines, there's a cost involved. Anytime you're going to institute a new system, there's always going to be costs. Some airlines have had to improve their computer systems in order to accommodate this. There's no doubt that there will be added ramp personnel having to be added if bags have to be pulled off aircraft, if aircraft cargo holds have to be somewhat searched to locate the bags. The real cost, though, of this will come if the airlines start to incur delays as a result of having to pull bags off aircraft. If there is a delay in terms of locating baggage, that's when you're going to start to see the significant cost if flights across the country start to get backed up. But quite frankly, we are not going to anticipate any of those delays. Quite frankly, I believe the consumer will probably process through the system and not notice that it's going on at all.
Mr. Dillon, thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin Dillon is the director of the Manchester, New Hampshire Airport.